Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Moed Katan, Daf Yud Daled in the Oiz V'Hodr edition. Perek Shlishi is starting Halacha Beis and the Banim of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'elu mechapsim b'moed. The following people can do laundry in the Moed in Chol HaMoed. Habom Dines Hayam. Someone just came from his travels, was on a ship. Umi Beis HaShivyo. Someone who was in captivity. Ve'yoytze Beis HaSoyim. Someone coming out of jail. Ve'aminude She'tiru Loi Chachomim. Or someone who's been nidui, they tell chachomim. From here, you see, you cannot do laundry during the time of the nidui. V'chen mishenish lechacham v'utar, someone who had a neder not to do laundry and he had a heter in chol hamoed. So very parallel to the mishnah before, which discussed the idea of shaving. Continues the mishnah mitpachos hayadaim, which means the towels used for hands. Umitpachos hasaporim, the towels the barbers use, the people use it the whole time. Umitpachos hasfag, which is the towels they use in the bathhouse. Vekol oilim mitumah tahara, and the ones that when they become tar, they have to do kibbutz bgadim like tmeimei soa mitzora. Harei lumutarim, all these can do laundry shakol odam asurim, but other people are not allowed to. Says the Gemara Tani. The towels women use when they go out of the Beis HaMechatz, you can wash them in the Moyet. Continues the Gemara Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. He bal nori nashim, he bal nori anashim. I mean, there's no difference between the women's towels or the men's towels. Ma'u bal nori nashim. What is the towels? How do you call the towels that women use? Bon de kis yamrei antinyo. That's their name, antinyo. Someone has only one clothing, he could laundry, he could clean it in the moyet. Meaning, even if he has two clothing, so while he is washing one, he's wearing the other. I mean, he doesn't have to have literally only one clothing, but he has only one clothing to wear right now while he's cleaning the other one, so he can go and clean the clothing on Chol HaMoed. So big dick tani maim. Could you clean the clothes of children? Because the children get dirty so quickly, so it's considered to be they don't have enough clothing, so you can clean it. It's just like someone has only one clothing. You're not allowed to do a tear for an ovel, kree of the ovel, which is a minig they used to do, revealing the shoulder. Mevarim is the suuda that they do for an ovel. And Reb Chaim points out that the Yerushalmi here learns they did it all every time doing the shiva, not only the first meal when the ovel comes to the biskvaris, but all doing shiva whenever there's panim chadashas, they did this suuda. So this entire list, the only ones who could do it is Ela Kroiv of Shlemes, only the Kroivim of the Mace. Reb Chaim points out that Yerushalmi learns, as we'll see later, it's not Kroivim Mamish talking about the Shiva Kroivim, only the ones which are the actual closest relatives, but it refers to any close relative, any someone who's close to this Mace. Now, what happens if Havu Metal Tezira, the house where they're doing the Seuda, is small? The crave by milagav. They have a lot of craving. They want to come. Ma'od yosun palgum milagav u palgum milabar. Is it okay that half will sit inside, half outside? Because the idea is that Chol HaMoed is not proper to do avelus. Here you're doing the craving, but they're sitting outside, meaning it makes it much more avshemilsa. So omer la'in yalun palgum yoyim adin u palgum lemocha. They should not come all together and sit half outside. They should split. Half of them will do the first day. Half of them will do the second day. What we thought he'll be more makil was machmir. And Reb Chaim adds, and whoever we thought he'll be more machmir, he actually was more makil. This case of the suit of Havara of the Ovel, we thought he'll be makil, but he's more machmir. And the guy, if someone has only one clothing, we thought he'll be more machmir, he was more makil. So here, the pshat, here, the way you read is not saparim, but sfarim. And Reb Chaim wants to say that's also the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says it's not Pachas HaSaporim, as the Korban Eidah Prima Moshe explained, meaning the barber, the towels or the cloths of the barber. We're talking about when you cover Sfarim with it. So in Pachas HaSaporim, in Chapsim Moshe Meraglaim, you're not allowed to go and clean them with Meraglaim, with urine. It's not covered of the Sefer. You could use actual soap because of the cover of the Sefer Torah. The Korban Eidah says you could still explain it that we're talking about the barber's cloth, but and because people use it next to their face, it's not covered to go and do kibbutz with Meraglaim. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah ve'elu koisvi memoyed. The following things you're allowed to write in Chol HaMoed. Kiddushin Noshin, to write Kiddushim. Gitin or a get. Ve'shivarim, which is a receipt when someone paid off his loan. Diyatike or wills when someone is about to die. Umatano, a gift. Upruzbulin, when someone has to give a loan and in the time of Shvis, and you don't want the loan to expire in the end of Shemitah. Igus Shum is the valuation they give for Nechosim of Yesoimim that you have to sell. Vigus Mazoin is when you have a shtar that you give to Almano, you have to feed her. Shtari Chalitzo Mi'unim, a shtar that one is doing Chalitzo, and he was Poiter, the wife of his brother, from marrying him. Or a Mi'unim, when a woman says that a woman who was married underage by her mother or siblings says that I don't want to stay with this husband, and she has to say before she turns 12. The shtare birurim, which means when the mivar the dayonim, who's going to be the dayon? The gzeres basin, when basin do a gzero, the igrus shavishus, a letter when a person says shalom to his friend. And all they attain here to write is because something, if you're not going to do now, you may miss the opportunity, you will not be able to do it later. So for example, the gitim, if a person doesn't want to get to his wife now, maybe he'll change his mind. You have a shtari, a birurim, when each one chooses his own dayan, you want to put it right now in writing so people don't change their mind. And some, for example, the atke, a will of a mace, if you don't do it right now, you may lose the opportunity after Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara is referring to a get. How do you write a get in Chol HaMoed? A person has to divorce his wife. It gives him pain. It gives him tsar. He already made a decision to divorce his wife before. So now when he's writing the get, it's not tsar anymore. What is that? Which is the receipt for someone returning a loan. Igus Shum, says the Gemara, Shum HaYisayimim, we said the valuation you do when you need to sell all the properties of the Yisayimim, you have to do it immediately to give them food. Igus Mazoin, Mazoin Salmano, when you have to get food for the Almano, so they write a shtar basin, the one who's responsible to feed the widow. Shtari Chalitzo, Elim Shtari Chalitzo, what are you writing Shtari Chalitzo? Tamanami, in Bobo, they say, the Karvas Kudmino, the woman came in front of us. The shara sinyo me'al reglodim, you know. She removed the shoe from the right foot of the brother. Ve'rokos kadimino, and she spit in front of us. Ro'iko de michze alaro. A spit, a saliva that you could see on the ground. Ve'amam v'yores, and she said, kache haseh le'ish asher lo yibnez be'isachiv. The pasuk that's brought down, they have to say that he did not build the be'isachiv, and that's all written in the shtar chalitzo. Shtar Mi'unim, Elu Shtar Mi'unim, what do you write in the Shtar Mi'unim? Lo Reinili, I don't want him. Lo Shavianili, is not worth it for me. Lo Tzavino, Li Sassam Belei, I don't want to marry him. The Shtar Birurim, says the Gemara Amud Beis. Rebirchen Oma, that's what's called Kumfromisin, which sounds very much like a compromise. Zeh Boru Lo Echod, Vezeh Boru Lo Echod, each one chooses a dayan to come and do the din. The Xeris Beisin, Elu Gizre De Edin. We talk about the Gzar based when the Beis Din was Paskin. In both these cases, if you don't do it right away, you may miss out because the Gzar's Beis Din has to do with Shikul Adas. Maybe they will change the Shikul Adas. And Igush Shishum, we talk about someone has to send a Shalom to his friend and he doesn't even have the opportunity to send it after Chol HaMoed. Halacha Dal Zok the Mishnah. Ain Koisvim Shtore Choyiv B'Moed. You're not allowed to write a Shtar Choyiv in the Moed. That you could do after the Moed. But if he doesn't believe him, doesn't have what to eat, we'll see in the Gemara who he's referring to, then you could write the shtar. Not allowed to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, the Moed, you could do it afterwards. You don't fix a mistake in the Sefer Torah, even the Sefer Hazara, which was the benchmark of all Sefer Torah, the one in the Hazara, which was very meduktuk. So even if you find a mistake there, you can't fix it in Chol HaMoed. One could write tefillin mezuzah for himself. Reb Chaim brings this machlekes rishonim. We know till today if you wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed or not. So the man rishonim that say that he could wear tefillin and bring a raya from here. What does he mean write tefillin la'atzmoy? Because he needs it for Chol HaMoed. The rishonim that say you don't wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed, they'll explain that you want to write tefillin in Chol HaMoed to have it immediately after Yom Tov, so you won't be delayed after Yom Tov. The toive la'atzmoy, the girsa that Reb Chaim brings, that the Gemara is going to refer to, is toive al yirechoy, which means you don't do it professionally in a machine, but on his thigh, tcheles l'tzitzis, so he can add tcheles to the tzitzis. Zog the Gemara, in koisim shtori arasi yois v'kablonos b'moyet. An aris is a sharecropper, and a kablonos is a contractor. One cannot ride the shtoris in the Chol HaMoed. Reb Chaim brings is not considered to be a hefset because he could get it somewhere else. Now, someone who does have a rare sharecropper and he has to go and pay the owner, as Hashem shom kedarkoi, without shelo yamud velo yishkoi velo yimne. So he could go and divide it the way he always splits the produce, but he should not go measure, he should not weigh it, he should not count it. In other words, do it in approximation. One can accept a job in the moed to do it after chol hamoed. You can't do a job to do it during the moed. Says the Gemara again, Hashem shom kedarkoi, v'atshelo yomud v'lo yishkoi v'lo yimne. The one who does the kablonis, or anyone who does any type of shumo, he could do it in chol hamoed if he has to pay it, or he has to come and figure it out, but not without going and doing an exact measurement, or exact counting, or exact weighing. Continues the Gemara to explain the Mishnah that says, you're not allowed to shtar choiv, but then the Mishnah says, im einu ma'amino yushein lo ma yorichal. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, avir im einu ma'amino la loive. He doesn't trust the loive. So then he says, I'm not going to give you money if you don't write a shtar. Yushein lo ma yorichal la lavler. Meaning the sofer who writes the shtar is going to eat. So he can write a shtar choiv. If you say that for the sefer to have parnasa, you can write shtaris, so you people are going to write shtaris for the parnasa. And we say you should not write shtaris in the chol hamoed. Says the Gemara, meaning referring to an existing loan, and the lender doesn't trust the borrower, so you can write a shtar for the existing loan. Meaning now the borrower doesn't have what to eat. So he's asking the lender, I want you to lend me money. He says, if you don't write a shtar, I'm not lending you money. So for a new loan, you can write it if the person doesn't have what to eat, meaning the borrower. So einu ma'amino refers to the lender, and l'mayinchal referring to the borrower, according to this pshat. So the Gemara, chad barnash, this is a person, uvat filo yibamayati, he lost his fill in chol hamoed. Also gabir chananel, went to Rav Chananel, shalakal gabir av abba barnason. Omer lehi, so Rav Abba barnason told Rav Chananel, have late tefillah, you give your tefillin to him, v'zik toivloch, meaning you could write tefillin for yourself. But if you have tefillin, you can't write it. This guy needs tefillin. So give him your tefillin, and then you can write for yourself. Omele Rav, ezik toivle, but Rav says you can write for him. It's not, no problem. So when Masizo pliga Rav, kwestim uodon tefillin umezuzo le'atzmoi, halach eloi, we're matri in the Mishnah, so he's to write for himself, not to write for somebody else. Says the Gemara, posalei b'koisiv laniach. That's if he's writing to keep it for later. So, because Rav Chaim says that it depends on machlokes Rishonim. Could you say you could put tefillin chol hamoed? So what he means for later means for after chol hamoed. If you're writing for chol hamoed itself, you can write for yourself or somebody else. If you're writing for after chol hamoed, so then you only can write for yourself. And according to Rishonim, they anyway talk about after chol hamoed. So it means immediately after chol hamoed, meaning you need it for the day after Yom Tov, or we talk about for a later day, you need it for not right away. So then the Mishnah says you can write only for yourself for a later date, but for others, he could write only for someone who needs it immediately after chol hamoed. Says the Gemara, "Toyve al yerecho tcheles letzitzis." So you can put the tcheles now with a machine, but on his thigh. Read the b'shoshua avo b'shav yerichonon. Toyve afilu apelach. He can even use a pelach, which means the machine that does the weaving. Rav Amar toyve apelach ben loy ben laacher. He can do now apelach not only for himself, also for others. So a smiso pligo al Rav. V'toyve al yerecho tcheles letzitzis. So halacher loy. So two things you see against Rav, as Reb Chaim points out in the second shot. First of all, it has to be al yerecho, not a machine, and it has to be for himself. So we say the same idea that you're leaving it for a later date. That you can't. They have to do it only for yourself and without a machine. But for the day, for the using on chol hamoed, that you could do it also. You could do it even for others, even with a machine. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan Daf Yud Daled.